Today is a feast day of some of the Japanese martyrs, St. Paul, Miki, and his companions. Someone once said that the easiest way to become a canonized saint is to find somebody very holy, hang around them, and when they get martyred, you become a companion. Okay? That's the quickest way to canonization. It's not the easiest way, but it's the quickest. So today we have St. Paul, Miki, and companions, the 26 martyrs of Japan, martyred in the year 1597. Of these 26, the ages were ages 10 up to age 64. Louis was 10 years old, Anthony 13, Thomas 16, Gabriel 19. Among these martyrs were priests, brothers, 17 Japanese laymen, 6 Franciscans who came from Spain, Mexico, and India to evangelize Japan, 3 Jesuits, a couple Third Order Franciscans, some CCD teachers, and a couple doctors, and 3 altar boys were among the martyrs of Japan. Christianity had only come to Japan 50 years before this, and it was going very nicely. They were making converts, and things were going along very smoothly from the government's point of view. But then, on one occasion, a captain of a visiting Spanish ship foolishly and falsely boasted that the missionaries' efforts were paving the way for a Spanish and Portuguese invasion of Japan. And this got the warlord, the shogun, very anxious and upset with the missionaries. And so he began to persecute them and eventually had them arrested. Well, they had a death march. These 26 men were forced to walk 300 miles through the ice and snow, through cold streams, all the way to Nagasaki, the place where the atomic bomb will be dropped in 1945. And on the way, 300-mile death march, they were praying. These men were singing, praying the rosary, and preaching to the people along the way. When they got to Nagasaki, their ears were cut off. They were placed in cages, and they were driven through the streets in these carts to try to dissuade people from becoming Christian. Then they were taken to Nagasaki Hill, and they were all crucified. And then their hearts were pierced with a lance, or their abdomen was pierced with a lance. This was the blood that was shed by these heroic martyrs, ages 10 to 64. Well, of course, the blood of the martyrs is the seed of the faith. And the faith continued to grow, even though it was now against the law to become a Christian. The faith went underground. And this is, again, about the year 1600. And they say there were over 3,000 martyrs in Japan during this 17th century. By the 1860s, though, when Christianity began to become legal, they found that there were 200,000 Catholics that had survived underground during the times of these persecutions. So these martyrs were beatified in 1627, canonized in 1862. And apparently they say they're at this holy mountain outside of Nagasaki. There's a chapel built on the spot where these heroic young men and men gave their lives for Christ. As St. Paul Miki, who was a Jesuit scholastic, was dying, he spoke to the crowd from the cross, while he's hanging on the cross, and he says, "As I come to this supreme moment of my life, I am sure none of you would suppose I want to deceive you. And so I tell you plainly, there is no way to be saved except the Christian way. My religion teaches me to pardon my enemies and all who have offended me. I do gladly pardon the emperor and all who have sought my death, and I beg them to seek baptism and become Christians themselves." And so today I would recommend praying for the people of Japan that they will continue to be open to the truth of the gospel, that we pray for their conversion to Christianity, for their baptism, and that they will come to know the great joy of following Christ. And so we pray, St. Paul, Miki, and companions, pray for us.